As the steam is rising up between me and the metal dumpster, something odd happens. The hairs on the back of my head begin to stand up, and I get this crazy thought. What if there's a dead body in this dumpster? Hey everyone, it's Bruce, with a very brief description of this project I've called Parallel Proof. It's a simple venture to prove a parallel between past experiences and God speaking directly. How the ordinary average life can, and does, parallel words transcribed and inspired by God himself. So I've asked myself the question quite often, was that really him? Was that God, or was it just me? That still small voice inside you, who was it really? Does the Almighty actually talk to the average person like myself, like most of us? We who are submerged in the day-to-day, where is he? More importantly, where was he? A little bit about myself. I'm as ordinary and average as anyone. I have the credentials and am completely qualified to be as unremarkable as you can get. Average, ordinary husband and father. So I used to be a full-time pastor for 9 years, straight to becoming a police officer on patrol for 8 years. And then from that roller coaster ride to currently in mobility sales. And literally, I mean literally, door-to-door sales right now, living paycheck to paycheck. But I happen to be completely preoccupied with the notion that every word written in the Bible is supposed to be inspired by God himself and meant for every person on the planet. No matter how average or ordinary the person, every word. Also, I have been obsessed with trying to find a similarity between what I've experienced in the past to what God is saying directly to me today through the text already written, locating the proof of a parallel. I grew up expected to read the words of the Bible and fit myself into that mold. I actually preached fitting into that mold. But this podcast has a different viewpoint. I believe that we should be making the Bible and those words fit into our lives. God already spoke. Life already happened. Where was he? So I hope you join me with each episode as we dive into true, very meaningful, often hilarious, personal, and sometimes tragic stories brought to you with the added connection of inspired words. So please subscribe, and I will see you on the first episode. Using some convict-inspired ballet move and obvious prison training, dude exits the patrol car and in one swift, calculated maneuver disables my radio and wraps the handcuff chain around my finger, torquing it and completely breaking it.